This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States and United Kingdom have joined Israel and alleging that Iran carried out a fatal drone strike on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea, putting further pressure on Tehran as it denies being involved in the assault. Calling it an unlawful and callous act, the British Foreign Minister's Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said his country and its allies planned a coordinated response over the strike Thursday night on the oil tanker Mercer Street. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken soon followed, saying there was no justification for the attack, which follows a pattern of other attacks and belligerent behavior. The strike on the Mercer Street ship marked the first known fatal attack after years of assaults on commercial shipping in the region linked to tensions with Iran over its tattered nuclear deal. 6 months after seizing power from the elected government, Myanmar's leader on Sunday declared himself the prime minister and said he would lead the country under the extended state of emergency until elections are held in about 2 years. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing said the state of emergency will achieve its objectives by August 2023. In a separate announcement, the military government named itself the caretaker government, and Min Aung Hlaing the prime minister. The state of emergency was declared when troops moved against the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st on action the general said was permitted under the military authored 2008 constitution. There's more at VOA.